Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
Welcome to the weekday podcast. This is a time for you to be encouraged, challenged, and reminded of the value of Scripture, God's Word. It's truth that sustains and guides us. It's truth that reminds us of the goodness of God. Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 29 says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain fell, the rivers rose, and the winds blew and pounded the house. Yet it didn't collapse because its foundation was on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and doesn't act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, the rivers rose, the winds blew, and pounded that house, and it collapsed. It collapsed with a great crash." When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, because he was teaching them like one who had authority and not like their scribes. This passage describes two types of foundations. I'm sure you've heard this passage of Scripture before. One foundation hears the words of God and acts, and it's like the foundation is built on the rock. The rain can fall, the rivers can rise, and the winds can blow, but the house doesn't collapse. And then another foundation this passage is describing, the person hears the word of God, doesn't act. It's like they've built their foundation on the sand. And when the rivers rise and the rain falls and the winds blow, it collapses with a great crash. What is your foundation built upon? Sand or rock? Is it tested and tried and then collapses? Or can it be blown and tossed about and still stand? How you build a foundation is so important. It creates the base for the entire structure. I'm not a builder, but I have watched buildings being built. The foundation, of course, is the first thing that is laid before a structure goes up. It takes time because it's the most important part of the building. If that part of the building process is wrong, everything else will be wrong. The building or the house is affected by the source of the foundation. I was thinking about other areas of our life, our foundation in relationships, or our foundation in life, our foundation in our family, our foundation in parenting, or our foundation in who our trust is in. When you hear the words of God and act upon them, it's building a firm foundation on truth. But when you hear the words of God and don't take action, the foundation crumbles. I want to be obedient to follow the words of God and take action in doing what they say, so that when life happens, and it does, and the rain rises and the winds blow, I'm firm and standing secure in what I know God has said about me and to me. Come what may, my foundation is firm and not going anywhere. It doesn't collapse under the pressure of the world, but holds fast when the world wants to topple it over. Today, let me challenge you and encourage you. Build your foundation on the rock. Let's be wise and watch what the Lord will do.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.